From the studios of EWTN, this is Open Line with today's host, Father Wade Menezes. In North America, call toll-free 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 1-833-288-3986. Outside North America, call 1-205-271-2985 or send an email to openline@ewtn.com.
You know, Father Wade, Pedro Quiles, producer man extraordinaire over here, is such a slave to the clock. He doesn't care if we have finished our conversation or not. When the time comes, he just runs the music and starts the show. And what I want to know from you as a priest, is that a form of idolatry? Does he worship the clock?
Well, no, he's being faithful to his daily duty because he knows we're going live.
Yeah, whatever. Welcome to EWTN's Open Line Tuesday. We're talking faith, family, and fellowship here on this Tuesday with Father Wade Menezes. If you'd like to be part of the program, we'd love to talk to you. The number is 833-288-EWTN. It's an absolutely free phone call anywhere in North America. 833-288-3986. If you're outside the United States and Canada, we'd still love to hear from you. That number is 1-205-271-2985, and we'll even put you straight to the front of the line at 1-205-271-2985. And you can always send us an email. That email address is openline@ewtn.com. I'm Jack Williams, Pedro Quiles producing the program. Your call screener is Matt Gubensky and Vanessa Sanchez handling our social media efforts. So if you're watching us on YouTube or Facebook Live, you can type a question into the chat window and it may find its way to us by the end of the program. And our host, you've already heard from him, the aforementioned Father Wade Menezes. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jack, as we enter into October tomorrow with the great feast day of St. Therese. And of course, St. Jerome is today's saint that we honor, the great scripture
scholar. Well, he was a handful, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he definitely was. He's one of the saints I talk about whenever I talk about unjust anger, which I have fallen into a few times. But no, he's a great saint, and tomorrow's a great saint. Therese is a doctor of the church. And, you know, I think it's because of some of these saints, Jack, and their lives that we can relate to so well, that we're seeing a wonderful trend in the Catholic Church, especially here in the United States and in Western Europe. And it's young men increasingly turning to Catholicism. Now, I say turning to Catholicism, and by that word turning, I mean either an increased mass attendance and or an actually entering into full communion with the Catholic Church. Listen to this. Recent faith statistics show that young men, most notably in the 18 to 35-year-old range, are increasingly turning to and or joining the Catholic Church in the U.S. and Western Europe, most notably in the U.K. and France, the so-called eldest daughter of the Church, right? They are often attracted by its historical continuity, communal aspect, and traditional structure, which they find offers a sense of stability and meaning in a rapidly changing world. This trend of young men 18 to 35 turning to the church is linked to a search for authenticity and community after the COVID-19 pandemic and a desire for a faith-based path to leadership and personal purpose in life. Key factors for this trend include a growing disillusionment with less traditional Christian denominations and the influence of online platforms that promote traditional faith values. How about that? And also, thirdly, an appreciation for the church's spiritual and ritual depth. So I want to break these down, these key reasons for the trend that I just noted categorically. First of all, a quest for community and authenticity. Many young men are seeking real-world community after experiencing isolation during the COVID pandemic, finding it in the active parish life of the Catholic Church. That's fantastic. Number two, a desire for tradition and stability. The enduring history, doctrinal teachings, liturgical rituals, and established nature of Catholicism provide a great sense of permanence to these young guys and rootedness that is appealing to young men in a volatile culture. that is becoming increasingly more violent. Thirdly, a search for meaning and purpose. Young men are looking for answers to life's big questions, right? Including personal existence, self-control, faith, and reason. Leadership and purpose, which they believe Catholicism can deliver and provide on. Next, we have a discontent with secular culture. A cultural shift, Jack, including the normalization of practices like abortion and transgenderism, is pushing some young people, both men and women alike, mind you, toward traditional values, which they associate strongly with the Catholic faith. Next, we have an intimacy with Jesus and the Eucharist. Young male converts often find a unique and profound spiritual connection through the Catholic doctrine of the Eucharist and of having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Next, we have authentic spiritual experiences, the perceived vapidness, we could say, of online experiences and a lack of authenticity in some other religious institutions are driving young men to the more tangible and substantial traditions of Catholicism. These are viewed as enduring and authentic. And a great example of that is the reading of the Church Fathers, you know, and what the Church Fathers had to say in the earliest centuries of the Church, for example, about the doctrine of the Eucharist, about the doctrine of the afterlife, etc. Ambrose, Augustine, Irenaeus, John Chrysostom, Cyril of Alexandria, Cyril of Jerusalem, etc. Now, next I want to talk, Jack, about some driving forces of this trend. And these include the following. The modern-day influence of social media, online platforms including faithful and solid prayer apps like Hallow, have become conduits, we could say, for this spiritual renewal among young men 18 to 35 who are turning to the Catholic Church for stability. Spiritual renewal and movement and growth with influencers and celebrities sharing their Catholic faith more candidly. How fantastic is that? How about the role of faithful and solid line influencers who have the podcast? While some young men are drawn to the online so-called manosphere for its points on masculinity today, many young men ultimately sense the false prophets located there, and so they seek a more authentic path through traditional faith, which Catholicism provides, by way of listening to faithful and dedicated online Catholic influencers, both cleric and lay. We have a tremendous amount of good, solid, faithful lay and cleric podcasters out there. How about the emphasis on sacred tradition that these men are talking about? This trend among young men shows a preference for the Latin Mass and the Reformed Roman Rite of the Second Vatican Council Mass when it is celebrated with all due reverence, solemnity, and devotion. The liturgical spirituality and core teachings and practices of ancient Christianity shine forth in both of these liturgical expressions of the Catholic Mass. The writings of the Church Fathers, too, as I just said, have borne an influence on young men seeking to convert to Catholicism. Some visible signs of this growing trend among young men, again, especially in the United States and in Western Europe, especially in the UK and in France, of the factual increased conversions. Dioceses are reporting significant year-on-year increases in new converts joining the Catholic Church through both parish OCIA programs and one-on-one convert classes. And a high percentage of these candidates, Jack, are Gen Z males. The high participation rates. Young men now make up a disproportionate number of those attending Mass regularly, both on Sundays and, get this, even on weekdays, especially at Catholic Newman Centers, with some parishes seeing a majority of new members being men in general and young men in particular. You know, this whole last week I was in Ohio at the Maria Stein Spiritual Center in the rural area of Maria Stein, Ohio. And I had the privilege, and I use that word sincerely, of giving a week-long retreat Monday through Friday, the canonical five-day retreat, to some of the men of the Archdiocese of Cincinnati. And the youngest one in attendance told me that he has 12 candidates for his OCIA program at his rural parish. It's a cluster of six parishes. 12 candidates, and he says, and they are all Gen Z males that have knocked on his parish door wanting to find out more about the Catholic Church. And this is in rural upstate Ohio, So again, young men now make up a disproportionate number of those attending Mass regularly, both on Sundays and even on weekdays, as college campus Newman Center show, with some parishes seeing a majority of new members being men in general and young men in particular. And then there's educational institutions. Campuses such as the University of Notre Dame are seeing record numbers of students entering the Catholic Church, showing the trend's reach into higher education. Even many non-Catholic colleges and universities show an increase of Catholic converts via their online Newman centers or Catholic clubs on campus, or with the Catholic parish that's closest to the non-Catholic college or university. I'm thinking of Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, where three of my nephews have gone. One still goes there. The other two have graduated from Hillsdale. And St. Anthony's Catholic Parish, which is nearest geographically to Hillsdale, has shown phenomenal sizes of OCIA classes. Just a few years ago, they had 18, and the majority of the 18 were young people, both men and women, who were Hillsdale students at that time. I believe that was in 2021. So just fantastic news here, and I want to talk about this with our callers. Call in and talk about this trend of the Gen Z males turning to Catholicism.
833-288-3986. It's EWTN's Open Line Tuesday with Father Wade Menezes.
This is Open Line on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. If you have a question, call 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 1-833-288-3986. Outside North America, call 1-205-271-2985. Or send us an email to openline@ewtn.com.
I want to tell you about a really neat app, Church Pop. It takes a fresh and fun look at the news that's shaping our world. It features engaging, inspiring, and informative Catholic social media content. You can find Church Pop on Snapchat, Instagram, or you can just go to the web at churchpop.com. Plus, you can get Church Pop, I do, directly to your email inbox every morning, not intrusive at all, just once a morning, letting you know what the top headline on Church Pop is for the day. You can do that by visiting EWTN.com and click on subscribe. 833-288-EWTN, that's our toll-free number. It is a free telephone call anywhere in North America. 833-288-3986. First out of the gate today is Jerry in Jasper, Georgia, listening on our great affiliate in Atlanta, The Quest. Jerry, you are on with Father Wade Menezes.
Yes, Father. I was going to say that my wife and I went on a pilgrimage by ourselves through the Northeast and then over to Ohio and up to Wisconsin and back down to Georgia. And the churches that we got to attend Mass were... I'm going to say that we, especially in the Newman, at John Newman, that we were outnumbered. I'm 82. We were outnumbered probably 2-1 with young people in the middle of the
week. Wonderful. That's wonderful.
Really was.
Great, great. Did you make it to Our Lady of Champion Shrine that we Fathers of Mercy staff when you made it to Wisconsin by chance?
And then I realized there's a lot of churches I haven't seen. And, you know, so we just said, let's pick a state. And every state we went to, went to a church.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Jerry, did you happen to make it when you were in Wisconsin with your wife? Did you happen to go to the only approved Marian apparition site of Our Lady of Champion Shrine in Champion, Wisconsin? Did you make it to the shrine there?
Made it to the shrine plus daily Mass.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Beautiful. And then about 3 hours away. Go ahead.
We made about a 200,000 mile trip.
Wonderful.
You know, all
wonderful.
In total.
Great. And then, of course, near Our Lady of Champion Shrine in Champion, Wisconsin, is Holy Hill and the St. Joseph Shrine that's ran by the Norbertines. And also about 3 hours away is the beautiful Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in the Diocese of La Crosse. Our Lady of Champion is in the Diocese of Green Bay. But the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe is in La Crosse, about 3 hours away in that diocese. And so any Catholics going to Wisconsin, they want to plan that pilgrimage trek to those four shrines within that one state of Wisconsin. So that's fantastic, Jerry. How long ago did you and your wife take this trip?
We just got back last week.
Well, wonderful. Fantastic. That is great. That is great. Thank you so much for your witness. We really appreciate it. And it's interesting that you say you were outnumbered in your age bracket by at least 2 or 3 to 1 young people. So that's fantastic. And they are indeed increasing in their mass attendance, and that's great to see. And I think, again, a lot of it has to do with just a disillusionment, a need for purpose, a looking for holiness, a solidity, groundedness in the spiritual life, and the Catholic Church has those beautiful, rich traditions. So thank you, Jerry, so much. We really appreciate it.
833-288-EWTN. That's our toll-free number. It is a free telephone call anywhere in North America. 833-288-3986. Grab one of these open phone lines. Father, lots of good things in the midst of what a lot of people find to be a depraved culture, but you're shedding some light on something that's worth looking at.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I think of these young guys and what they're searching for, you know, and I kind of want to find one word to kind of narrow it down, both spiritually and temporally. A word that can fit into the spiritual category and a word, Jack, that can fit into the temporal category. And I think these men are looking for the groundedness in a personal valor. You know, valor is defined as courage and boldness, as in time of battle or bravery, as when protecting and defending. And I think we could add it in 2025, we can add such things as when defending a culture, and when defending women, and when defending virtue, both spiritually, wanting to live that in our spiritual life as men, and wanting to live it temporally too, in the workplace, in family life, in our circles of friendship. So both spiritually and temporally. It comes from the Latin valere, the infinitive valere, V-A-L-E-R-E, meaning to be strong, right? And here's some synonyms for valor that I've come up with. Courage, bravery, defense, heroism, protection, determination, faithfulness, boldness, gallantry, spirit and fearlessness, fortitude, resolve, lion-heartedness. I love that one, lion-heartedness. And then these three showed up as well on the list. Nerve, backbone, and guts. Nerve, backbone, and guts. And I think guys, they're not buying in to the extreme liberalism of masculinity today that we see so much, nor are they buying in to the so-called alpha male, you know, the so-called toxic masculinity. They know that men are called to be providers, protectors, defenders. They want to be a Saint Joseph in their spiritual life, and they want to be a Saint Joseph in their temporal life. Again, whether with their family, whether with their work crowd and coworkers, or whether with their friendship crowd, their circle of friends. Men are looking to be a Saint Joseph spiritually, and they're looking to be a Saint Joseph temporally, living in the midst of the modern world. And I think that's just a fantastic thing. So I want guys to look to a spiritual valor. I want them to look to a temporal valor. And I think that kind of sums up what we're seeing in this trend that was our springboard topic today. And that is that the Gen Z males, namely 18 to 35-year-olds, are increasingly turning to Catholicism. And by the word turning, quote, end quote, turning to Catholicism, I mean either in their increased mass attendance, even though they may not be Catholic yet, they're attending mass, the statistics are showing, and or actually entering into full communion with the Catholic Church as a convert to the Catholic Church. Or it could be they were a baptized Catholic at infancy, and for whatever reason, they never practiced the faith growing up. Maybe because mom and dad themselves were lukewarm and tepid and didn't go to the faith, or maybe they did go to practice the faith. They did practice the faith, but once they got into college, they turned away from the faith. Well, now either during college they become disillusioned, or after college and they've entered into the quote real world, right? They become disillusioned with increased violence, you know, and so they're looking for faithfulness, solidity, and they're called to practice that valor, both spiritually and temporally, to help promote virtue, to help promote defending the culture and defending women, defending children, to help promote virtue amongst their family, their coworkers, and their friends. Again, the best way I can sum it up is to be that Saint Joseph spiritually, and to be that Saint Joseph temporally. I think it's very, very important.
Grab one of these open phone lines at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Next up is Elizabeth in Detroit, Michigan, listening on Ave Maria Radio. Elizabeth, you're on with Father Wade. Hi, Elizabeth. Are you there?
Spiritual. Do you hear me?
Yeah, now we can hear you. Go right ahead.
Okay. Each of my children are on their own spiritual journey. Son is 26, daughter's 24, and another son, 23. None of them currently, well, we're going to Mass regularly. Our oldest has returned to church, and the church he's going to in Chicago, St. Clemens, half of the parish, is under 35. It is a wonderful, vibrant community. Our youngest son was at the University of Miami in Florida, and St. Augustine down there in Coral Gables has about 50 young people coming into the Catholic Church every single year. He doesn't yet go to Mass, but he's starting to read the Bible, and our daughter goes, not all the time, but there's hope.
Amen. Amen. That's exactly right, especially if their oldest brother can set an example just by how he's living his life and how he's being fed by the Eucharist, how he's being fed by his monthly confession. The only two of the seven sacraments that can be received over and over and over and over and over again with much frequency. And there's a reason for that. Holy Mother Church, the Bride of Christ, which he founded and which we know by her four marks, one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. She gives us these two sacraments with much frequency out of all seven, and only those two with much frequency, because these are the two that sustain us, Elizabeth, in our daily walk and vocation and state in life. Whether a young adult living in the midst of the modern world, whether an 82-year-old married man, as our previous caller, who went on a beautiful pilgrimage to several states with his wife, a Catholic pilgrimage to visit different shrines and churches that are notable for their historical existence. These are the two sacraments that sustain us. And my prayer would be, and I would ask you as his mother to pray for this. And if his father is in his life, you didn't mention a husband, so I don't know if the father's in his life or not, but your husband to pray for this as well, that he can be an influence on his younger siblings in turning back to their Catholic faith of baptism and really living their faith valiantly, which shares the same Latin root as the word valor, valiantly and valor, that he could live his faith valiantly in the midst of the modern world. You know, that's what's feeding these young people. They're looking for substance. They're looking for groundedness. They're looking for something concrete in their life. And my gosh, to be fed regularly with the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, truly present in the Most Holy Eucharist, to be involved with campus ministry in sharing this good news with others. I hope that your son, it not only feeds him very strongly and makes him even to practice even more his Catholic faith, but I hope that he can be an influence on his two younger siblings simply by sharing how his life has been transformed just by receiving more frequently and regularly these two sacraments. And I would invite you, Elizabeth, to heroically share with your children this podcast once it's posted up by the end of the afternoon today, Open Line Tuesday for today, the last day of September, September 30th. Share with them just before the bottom of the hour. We're just about to take our half-hour break. This is when Mom called. This is when Mom called to give her own witness, and share with them my response. And I'm going to offer my compline tonight, my night prayer for your three children, that they can all return back to the faith. And I want you to remember too, Elizabeth, that as a parent, you have a very, very strong, powerful ability to pray over your children. Even though they're young adults now, you can pray over your children by your virtue of office of authority, and it's a powerful office. Thank you so much for your witness call today.
833-288-EWTN is our toll-free number. It's EWTN's Open Line Tuesday with Father Wade Menezes.
This is Open Line on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Congratulations going out to another EWTN radio partner just south of us here in Mobile, Alabama, Archangel Radio, celebrating 15 years as an EWTN affiliate. Congratulations to our good friend Ellen Taylor and her entire team at WNGL AM and FM from your friends here at EWTN. 833-288-EWTN, that's our toll-free number. Give us a call at 833-288-3986. By the way, Deborah's watching us on YouTube, and she says she listens to Orthodox priests' podcasts, and they say the same thing you're saying. Young men are coming to the Orthodox Church. Also, my friends and family in non-denominational churches say the same thing is going on. Is there something bigger happening?
Yeah, could well be. I think the Holy Spirit's at work. You know, sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. And I think that we might be seeing something in our Western culture that is attributable to the faith increasing precisely because that grace is present despite the evil going on around us. And I think it's something definitely to continue to pray for an increase of the young people, both young women and young men, to increase their faith and to find that home where they are truly, truly fed. And I think it's important that we pray for that very specific intention.
We had a caller who called in and wanted to know what was the name of that town that you had just returned from in Ohio?
Maria Stein, Ohio. Maria Stein, Ohio, which is where the spiritual center of Maria Stein is located. That's a retreat center, a Catholic retreat center. And that's where the retreat was held for the fall retreat for some of the priests of the Archdiocese of Cincinnati, of which I was their retreat master. But it's Maria Stein, Ohio.
Next up is Todd, a first-time caller in San Antonio, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. Todd, you're on with Father Wade.
Good afternoon, sir. Father, I'm not sure if this is the right show. This is the second year that I've been a helper with a RCIA class. They're young adults. They're like junior high school age. I'd like to know some or find out where I can or who to talk to find some apps so that when they're that they can put on their cell, that I can suggest to them to put on their cell phone. So when they're on their cell phone, they have a resource to go to build their faith.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And there's many out there. The first one I want to mention is Hallow, H-A-L-L-O-W. It focuses on Catholic prayer and meditation. It offers guided sessions and content, numerous contents, for spiritual growth. Some parts of Hallow are a paid subscription. Some parts of it are free, so it would be up to the individual and their personal choice, but Hallow is one of them. Also, Laudate, Latin for praise, L-A-U-D-A-T-E. It's a comprehensive app providing daily readings from the Mass, the Liturgy of the Hours, prayers, a guide for confession, what we call an examination of conscience, a link to church documents, the latest out of Rome, like the Wednesday audience of Leo the 14th and what he said that particular week. There's also iBreviary, which has the entire Liturgy of the Hours, the four-volume set, in an app form. It's ideal for praying the Liturgy of the Hours, providing the full text for the daily divine office, including the office of readings, with the two full readings of the office of readings of the day. Some other forms of media that aren't necessarily apps per se are Magnificat. A subscription to Magnificat is fantastic. It offers daily readings, devotional articles, hymns, and resources for blessings and aligning with the popular monthly missals. Like the Word Among Us is another good one out there. Formed is a streaming service that many parishes offer now completely free of charge to their parishioners through a code or through a scanning device. It's a streaming service offering a very, very wide range of Catholic movies, audiobooks, different studies on different books of the Bible, like a study of St. Matthew's Gospel, for example, and numerous other programs. Another one online is simply called Amen. It's a free app with beautiful prayers, traditional prayers, I might add, faithful meditations for the day, and nourishing scripture passages to help users really draw closer to God. There's the EWTN app, for both television and radio. It's free. It's very user-friendly, the EWTN app. There's the Catholic Answers app that is available to the public. That's another great one. They have their nightly, Monday through Friday, Q&A call-in shows. So there's just a lot. EWTN, again, has a great frequently asked questions section on its website, as does Catholic.com, which again is Catholic Answers out of San Diego. So there's numerous ones out there. It just depends on what the person wants and in what form they want it, whether in a streaming service. EWTN Plus is going to launch. The publicity is now getting out there where it's going to launch in the fall, especially in its television format, from what I especially understand, and maybe Jack could help give some more light on that. But EWTN Plus is going to launch as a greater, wider-ranging streaming service. So there's a lot out there, and that's a great question you ask, especially since you're one of the teachers of OCIA, Todd, and you have some Catholic young people in your OCIA classes, and you want to direct them towards some online services, whether app or other type of media services like streaming services, to better feed their faith. And that's a great thing. Would you agree, Todd? You're in the San Antonio, Texas area. Would you agree that you're seeing an increase of young adult involvement in the church, whether in mass attendance or in OCIA inquiries?
I'm working with the young adults. As far as mass, it's still basically the older. I have noticed some new faces, it seems. I'm not young. I'm like 60, but I've just started recently getting involved with the parish because I wanted to give back.
Okay. Well, it might be interesting to find out if your Sunday evening parish, especially in a college town, which San Antonio is, if your Sunday evening parish, the last one listed on the parish bulletin for Sunday evening, which a lot of university and college towns have a Sunday evening mass for the benefit of the students, if your parish has one, I'll bet that it's well attended, because there's so many smaller colleges and larger even universities there in the San Antonio area. So that would be great to see what the attendance is at that mass. Todd, thank you so much for your call and your concern for the young people, to provide them with media sources and apps and otherwise to increase and feed their faith. Thank you so much.
Next up is Ashlyn, another first-time caller in St. Francisville, Louisiana, listening on the EWTN app. Ashlyn, you're on with Father Wade.
Hello, Father.
Hello, Ashlyn. Thank you for your call today. What's up?
So I would like to know some ways that I can encourage my husband. He is currently going through OCIA with me for his confirmation and my conversion, but
okay.
He came from a place of complete rejection of Christ, atheism, to coming back to the church, and I never know what to tell him or how to encourage him whenever he seems to hit one of those hard hurdles.
Okay, well, it sounds like since he's going through OCIA only as a candidate for confirmation, I'm presuming he's a cradle Catholic and has already made his first Holy Communion around age 7 and has made his first confession around age 7 as well. So first of all, I would tell him, continue to receive the Eucharist and continue to receive confession. I'm a huge, huge advocate, Ashlyn, of weekly Eucharist for our Sunday obligation Mass, and preferably if one's work schedule permits it, receiving the Eucharist by going to Mass at least midweek at some point, or at least during one weekday, like on Wednesday afternoon, for example. And then, of course, our Sunday obligation Mass. And every Sunday is a holy day of obligation, not because we fear God, but precisely because we love Him. Okay, and it fulfills the first three commandments of the Ten Commandments, our Sunday Mass does. Okay, so stay close, I would tell him, to Eucharist and confession. As I told the previous caller regarding her 26-year-old son who has returned to the faith, may regular Eucharist and regular confession continue to feed him so much that he is able to be an influence on his two younger siblings, also in their 20s. And so these are the only two sacraments out of the seven that can be received over and over and over again with much frequency. And there's a reason for that, because these two sacraments sustain us in our faith journey, in our walk with Jesus Christ, all things to the Father through the Son in the Holy Spirit. And these two sacraments are the only two of the seven that can be received over and over again with much frequency, because they feed our vocation and state in life. And that's why we want to stay close to them. Number two, I would suggest that your husband put on his phone, if he hasn't already, an app like Hallow that sends a daily scripture quote, a daily brief meditation to help feed the person's day. Also, I would encourage, different ascetical practices like Lectio Divina, divine reading of sacred scripture, a chapter a day, just a chapter a day, 5 minutes with maybe, 5 minutes of meditation following that. And he can do that in his favorite easy chair. First thing in the morning when he gets up is some Lectio Divina when it's quiet with his cup of coffee, there before he begins his workday. A daily devotional of the scripture and saints. My most recent book, Ashlyn, is Stand Firm, Be Strong. I'm holding it up right now to our live YouTube feed at EWTN.com. It's a 200-day daily devotional, Ashlyn, that I wrote specifically for men, specifically for males, specifically for the guys. It's a 200-day daily meditation of scripture and scripture and quotes from the saints. So each day, each of the 200 days, has a theme at the top, like accountability, commitment, the importance of monthly confession, the importance of weekly Eucharist, the reality of the devil, etc. And following that theme of the day, three things follow the theme of the day: the scripture quote on that theme, the saint quote on that theme, and Father Wade's meditation on that theme. It's meant to be a 3 to 8 minute spiritual practice each morning to begin the guy's day. Again, Stand Firm, Be Strong, a men's Catholic daily devotional of scripture and saints. And you can get it for him as a gift from EWTNRC.com. RC stands for Religious Catalog. Easy to remember, think of Roman Catholic. EWTNRC.com. Stand Firm, Be Strong by Father Wade Menezes. So daily devotionals are great because they don't take a lot of time, and they begin the person's day by the person committing to them each morning, and it helps jumpstart their day to remain faithful throughout the day. But my gosh, Ashlyn, regular Eucharist, regular confession, Lectio Divina, a scriptural reading, a good app on his phone like Hallow, listening to shows like EWTN's Open Line, which is Monday through Friday. I just happen to be the host of Tuesday. But the Open Line format is per se a question and answer, fast-paced call-in format. So he could listen to any of the hosts, the five hosts, at this hour every day and learn more about his Catholic faith by just tuning in to Open Line for that 1 hour. There's Dr. David Anders comes on just before Open Line. He's a fantastic host with his show Called to Communion that has an audience target for anybody, but especially for non-Catholics to learn more about the Catholic faith. And even though your husband's already Catholic, you're not. You can benefit from listening especially to Called to Communion with Dr. Anders, followed by Open Line every day. So there's all kinds of things you could do in this regard. Stay close to celebrating the sacred liturgy on Sunday with your parish. Get involved with other couples that are in your age bracket. Fellowship with them. Do things with them. Catholic movie night. There's all kinds of stuff that can be done. All kinds of things that can be done. So does that kind of help you out, Ashlyn?
Yes, Father. Thank you.
You're most welcome. And God bless you and your OCIA courses yourself as a non-Catholic, looking at entering into full communion with the Catholic faith yourself. And thank you for your call today from St. Francisville, Louisiana. Louisiana always has those great rural towns named after saints. It's just a great thing to see. Very Catholic state. Thank you so much.
I want to remind you, tonight at midnight Eastern time, if you missed today's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, it's one of their most popular shows every month, Unscripted. If you want to check that out, if you missed it earlier, it encores tonight, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, midnight Eastern on EWTN Radio. Wide open phone lines for you, and still some time for your calls at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 on Open Line Tuesday today, talking about young men increasingly turning to Catholicism.
Yeah, that's right. You know, back around Father's Day, Jack, I talked about some saints and blesseds, although the one blessed is now a saint, St. Pierre Giorgio Frassati, just this past a couple of weeks ago, I believe it was the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, he was canonized a saint along with Carlo Acutis. But I mentioned around Father's Day some virtuous characteristics, that is, masculine virtues of a good, faithful, and holy priest, married layman, and single layman, as seen in the lives of Father Michael McGivney, the founder of the Knights of Columbus, Father Augustus Tolton, the first African-American priest ordained in the United States, St. Thomas More, the married Lord Chancellor of England, who's a martyr of the church, and now St. Pierre Giorgio Frassati, the single college student and tremendous helper of the poor and the sick, whom he aided, right, in his charitable works. So in reading the biographies of these four men, a biography of these four men, as I was reading these biographies, I put together a list of masculine virtues that I found as corollaries between the lives of all four of these guys. Again, two priests, a married layman, and a young single Catholic layman. And here's the list. I want to give a shout out to this list because we're seeing an increase of Gen Z males, 18 to 35, turning towards the Catholic faith, even if it's just for mass attendance, if not outright entering into full communion with the Catholic Church through their parish OCIA programs. But these are some of the characteristics that I've culled in a list by reading the biographies of these four men of these different states in life. Clerical priests, a married layman, St. Thomas More, and the single layman, St. Pierre Giorgio Frassati. Listen to this. A man of charity, forgiveness, mercy, fatherly instinct, loyalty, compassion, humility, fidelity or faithfulness, lover of wisdom and searcher for truth. I love that one. Fraternity and camaraderie, allegiance, constancy, prudence, provider, an instilled sense of duty and responsibility, moral uprightness and strength, modesty and purity like Saint Joseph, bravery, fortitude, courage, chivalry, a leader, a generous providing spirit, that is a giver, right? Affability and approachability, protector and defender, a sense of justice and patriotism, steadfastness in time of trial, what we would call the virtue of long-suffering, which, by the way, is one of the 12 gifts of the Holy Spirit, moderation and self-control, one who recognizes the dignity of human labor, an instilled sense of valor. And in the first half hour of today's show, I gave some synonyms of valor, right? Because we want the young men to find an instilled sense of both spiritual valor and temporal valor, both for their spiritual life and their temporal life. Man of hope. These four guys had great hope during their lives. And we're currently in the Jubilee Year of Hope for 2025. How beautiful is that? And temperance, which can be coupled with self-control, right? Temperance, the virtue of temperance. So these are some great virtues in general, but I think masculine virtues and traits in particular, or characteristics we could say, that I culled from reading the lives of these four men. Father Michael McGivney, the founder of the Knights of Columbus, Father Augustine Tolton, whose cause has been introduced for sainthood, from Illinois, the first African-American priest ordained in the United States, and then the married layman, St. Thomas More, the Lord Chancellor of England under King Henry VIII, who eventually had Thomas More martyred because Thomas More would not give in to the invalid marital union of Henry VIII with Anne Boleyn. And lastly, now saint, earlier this month, canonized a saint, Pier Giorgio Frassati, a single Catholic layman from Turin, Italy. So there you have it. May these virtues, may this list of virtues inspire any young men who are listening right now to this episode of Open Line Tuesday.
Next up is Ray in Kansas City, Kansas, listening to us today on Catholic Radio Network. Ray, you are on with Father Wade Menezes.
Good afternoon, Father Wade. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Ray. How are you doing?
I'm amazing and grateful. Hey, just a quick comment about the Maria Stein Shrine. My wife and I were on a road trip after visiting family up in Ohio, and I would encourage anybody who's in the area or anybody who's traveling through Ohio, make that side trip up to the shrine.
Yeah.
We were both overwhelmed by the reliquary. You know, it's just a very intimate little setting inside that room, but to be in the presence of the relics of all of those saints, it's overwhelming. And the story behind the shrine is beautiful as well. God bless all those religious sisters and the bishop that supported that mission in the early days.
That's right. A former Precious Blood monastery of active Precious Blood sisters. Until this day, the Precious Blood priests, there's about six of them, I understand, that still serve those rural parishes in that very area. They're older now. They're getting some help from the Archdiocese of Cincinnati with some of the diocesan men. But the Precious Blood fathers are still out there. And yes, the shrine of Maria Stein, which is next door to the Maria Stein Spiritual Center, the retreat house where I was, that shrine has the largest collection of relics, from what I understand, in the United States in one location. So it's definitely worth seeing. It's definitely looking it up online. The Maria Stein Shrine and famous relics collection there at the former Precious Blood Sisters Monastery. Thank you, Ray, so much. I really appreciate your call today.
Next, we head to the heartland of Canada. Simon is in Saskatchewan listening on Apple Radio today. Simon, you're on with Father Wade.
How's it going, gentlemen?
Doing great, Simon. Thank you for your call today.
So today I just wanted to thank Exodus 90.
Yes.
For all their work that they do with the young men out there.
Yes, I would agree. Exodus 90 has been very popular in the United States as well as a program for young men to develop discipline. It involves a physical exercise and asceticism with different practices and the spiritual life and a strong life of prayer and mass attendance and receiving the Eucharist, all kind of bundled up into one package known as Exodus 90. And our listeners live this hour or who listen to this this episode of Open Line Tuesday after it's posted, when it's done being live this hour, can find out more about Exodus 90 on any reputable Catholic website that talks about it. And I'm confident that it has its own website, probably, Exodus 90 and the program per se. But I've heard great things about it in my missionary travels. And so thank you, Simon, for bringing that to our attention, both a physical and ascetical program for the spiritual life to help keep men on track, especially if they're suffering from some type of an addiction. Not just that, but it does help those who are suffering from some type of addiction, whether it be alcoholism or online pornography or anything like that. Exodus 90, I've heard fantastic things about it. So yes, thank you, Simon, so much. Appreciate it.
Nick is in Columbus, Ohio, listening on our great affiliate there, St. Gabriel Radio. Nick, you're on with Father Wade.
Yeah, so I had one more stop in Wisconsin to add to your
great
pilgrimage shrines.
Yeah, thanks, Nick. What is it?
St. Rose Convent, the chapels of the Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration.
Okay, great.
It's also in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Okay, so they'd be near the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe there in La Crosse. Do they open up their Perpetual Adoration Chapel to the laity? I presume they do, and is it open all day, every day? Do you know that?
It's only open to the public, the Adoration Chapel, 8 to 5.
Okay, very good. And is that daily, do you know?
Yes, that's daily.
Okay, the Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration in La Crosse, Wisconsin. If you're up visiting the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe, which Cardinal Burke built years ago when he was the Bishop of La Crosse, you want to see that shrine, definitely. And you also want to visit what Nick is calling about, the Perpetual Adoration Chapel, meaning the Eucharist is exposed there in that chapel, from 8 to 5, what we think to be every day, the Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration in La Crosse. Thank you so much. Jack, I'd like to say one thing about this particular show, given that we're seeing such an increase in this trend among the Gen Zers in general and Gen Z males in particular. Those listening or watching live this episode of Open Line Tuesday, copy the link of today's show and send it to relatives and friends. Get today's episode out for people to listen to what's happening among this bracket of young guys turning to Catholicism for a greater sense of life and a greater sense of devotion and the, a stronger spiritual life. Do your part to get this episode out. I think you would help a lot of souls, a lot of guys out there, too, who have not fallen into this trend. There's a lot of despair out there among young people, and an increased suicide rate shows this, not just with men, but even with young women as well. So share today's Open Line Tuesday episode with people in your family that can get it out there. I think it's important to do that.
Father, would you leave us with a blessing?
I certainly will, Jack. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon all of our Open Line Tuesday listeners and remain with each and every one of you this day and always. Saint Joseph, terror of demons.
Pray for us. And Lucas in Madison, Wisconsin, check out womenofgrace.com. It's a good resource for you, womenofgrace.com. On behalf of our host, Father Wade Menezes, our producer, Pedro Quiles, our call screener, Matt Kubensky, and social media maven, Vanessa Sanchez, I'm Jack Williams. Thanks so much for tuning in. Back at it tomorrow with Father Mitch. Until then, God bless.